Today, we're announcing 26 high-priority projects across the federal government that have the potential for faster, smarter implementation.
Federal CIO Vivek Kundra outlining the latest step in a seemingly lightning-fast process of identifying and hopefully weeding out underperforming federal IT projects. First, though, he says, they're out with a list of must-fix projects that will be receiving top-level attention in the weeks and months to come.
This list was established in coordination with the leaders at these agencies who are all invested in the success of their high-priority programs. The programs we've identified are mission-critical. We believe that their objective remains as important as ever. As such, we want to speed up and simplify the execution of these programs. This isn't about killing projects. It's about making them work better and faster. It's about getting more from taxpayer dollars. This is just one step in a much broader administration-wide effort to make government work better and close the information technology gap that exists between the public and private sector. These IT efforts are a great example of that coordinated administration-wide approach we're taking to fundamentally change the way government does business and get more out of taxpayer dollars.
You can find a link to the complete list of all the 26 IT projects on the OMB high priority list on federalnewsradio.com. In a reporter teleconference, Kundra recapped the process by which these 26 projects, based in 15 federal agencies, became the focus of what he called special triage, a process outlined in a July 28th memorandum to the Federal CIO Council.
We worked collaboratively with agencies from August 2nd to August 18th, meeting with 27 CIO Council agencies to review projects. These were selected based on the risk, the cost, the schedule, data from the IT dashboard, but more importantly, the deliberative process, the discussions we had with CIOs, with program managers, across the federal government. Second, in terms of the profile of these projects, there are approximately $30 billion in lifecycle costs. These are 26 projects across 15 agencies that are mission critical. These are mission critical projects, and they range from the lowest lifecycle cost project at $64 million to the highest at $7.5 billion. And on average, they're over 5 years old. In terms of next steps, agencies are already working on improvement plans, which are going to go through TxDOT accountability sessions as part of the fiscal year 2012 budget. The outcomes we expect are to make sure that these projects are scoped properly so that they're delivering functionality sooner, that they're focused on critical functionality with customer engagement to make sure that we're achieving the mission objectives. And through this process, we're going to be able to drive greater transparency across the federal government and scale best practices as we learn and as we drive this project to success.
The list includes a number of well-known, almost infamous federal IT projects that have given CIOs under several administrations gray hairs for a number of years. For example, sitting next to Kundra at the OMB conference call, Matt Perry, the CIO at the Office of Personnel Management, where a long-pending project to fix the system that manages federal worker retirement benefits has made the list.
The reason why we picked that project is the retirement modernization has met with many challenges over the last 23 years with four different attempts to modernize at a lifecycle cost of $136 million. This is a highly paper-based project that we're trying to modernize. It has very many complex business rules as it impacts on people's retirements as we go through this process. And the other side of that is, as we're facing the transparency goals of this administration, we want to get the information out of the black box on how we calculate the retirement benefits awarded to a person and make those all visible.
Vance Hitch, the CIO at the Justice Department, explained the presence of the very costly FBI Sentinel project on the high priority list.
It's the investigative case management system. This program is a highly complex program involving significant business process reengineering of the overall process. It is four phases, two of which have already been delivered. However, cost and schedule delays were experienced in the second phase, so the FBI has temporarily halted the project in terms of delivery of phases three and four to review how best to proceed and to incorporate lessons learned from the first two sessions.
Bernie Mazur, the CIO at the Interior Department, outlined why his agency's email modernization made the list.
We have an issue with an email where we have, in effect, a complex array of 12 separate systems owned and operated by different bureaus and offices. And as a result, it's oftentimes difficult to send have a single directory of department users, and we're subject to issues of undelivered mail and frequent confusions of that. Working with OMB and with the concerted efforts of our improved project management and all that, we hope to move to a single solution.
Another agency with a project on the high priority list is the National Archives, whose electronic records archives program has had a long history of troubles. In response, Archivist of the United States David Ferriero issued a written statement saying, "I share the CIO's concern that a relatively small number of federal agencies are currently using the ERA system. We welcome the priority attention that the federal CIO is giving ERA as it nears the completion of its development." In addition, Kundruk credited the assistance of Senators Joe Lieberman, Susan Collins, and Tom Carper with helping to review the high priority list. Carper issued a written statement telling Federal News Radio, "I commend the Obama administration for prioritizing IT investments that are essential to securing America's borders, delivering medical care to our veterans, and making government more efficient." The Senate recently approved Carper's bill, S-920, which would codify many of the administration's IT reform efforts. The bill is now pending in the House. In Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.